Joshua 4, from verse 10 to chapter 5 and verse 1, is a continuation of the theme of memorials. There are some extra points here for us to look at, but we get the same thing repeated. God does it in his word here. What do we see here? We see once again the faith and obedience of the people. This is stressed. Obviously, God is making a point to us. Verse 10, now the priests who carried the ark remained standing in the middle of the Jordan until everything the Lord had commanded Joshua was done by the people, just as Moses had directed Joshua. You see, the people did according to Joshua's word. Joshua obeyed Moses, and it was all in the hand of God. They believed, and they obeyed. Faith and obedience. And their obedience, too, was with haste, it says. They hurried over. They didn't dawdle. Verse 10. Faith and obedience. Trust and obey. It's the same old story. But it's the truth. We believe God, and we obey God. Secondly, this obedience is brought out again in the reminder that the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, verse 12, crossed over armed in front of the Israelites, as Moses had directed them. Again, there's the command of God Moses had directed. That's way back now. And these people had promised that they would go first if they had been given the land on the east of the Jordan. This was the reckoning time, and they kept their word. People keep their word. Faith and obedience. It's the same lesson, made in another way. We must, believer, be men and women of our word. We must believe and obey the Lord. Next, we see the miraculous power of God. Verse 18. The priests came up out to the river carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. No sooner had they set their feet on the dry ground than the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and ran in flood as before. A massive miracle. As before, I'm not going to try and explain it. I'm certainly not going to explain it away. It's beyond explanation. Well, the explanation, if you like, is the power of God. God worked a miracle. And then we read here that the Lord exalted Joshua as a result of this miracle. Verse 14. That day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they revered him all the days of his life, just as they had revered Moses. God was setting his stamp, his seal upon Joshua here. I take him as a picture of Christ, exalting Christ to us. But of course, in a lesser sense, those who rule us and teach us in the gospel, God honors his servants. We see this in the New Testament. There is an abusive way of doing this. There's an excessive way of doing this. But God does honor his people, his servants. Again, we have the use of memorials. Why did they set up these stones? What do these stones mean? We get this from verse 19 and on. We met this before, but it's repeated. God is driving it home to us. The use of memorials. What do these stones mean? Tell them. Tell the Israelites. When the descendants ask, it was the way, it was the place and the time when God brought Israel across the Jordan. For the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan just what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we had crossed over. The use of memorials. I've spoken of that in a previous discourse. Baptism and the Lord's Supper in the New Testament, in the New Covenant. Don't let's abuse them and turn them into sacraments. Let's keep them as signs and memorials, blessed signs and memorials, instructions to us. But notice here a very significant thing. The Lord your God did to the Jordan just what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us. God links the two crossings, the Red Sea and the Jordan. And he links it in more than one way. Verse 19, on the 10th day of the first month, the people went up from the Jordan and camped at Gilgal on the eastern border of Jericho. On the 10th day of the first month, if you check back at Exodus 12, 1-3, you will find it was on the 10th day of the first month, the beginning of months for Israel, that they had to select the lamb for the great Passover, for the Exodus. I see here a linking of two dates, the one date, in fact, the 10th day of the first month, the coming out of Egypt, the virtual coming out of Egypt, and the entrance into Canaan, the crossing of the Jordan. I see it linked by the two seas and the crossings. I see God using these things as types to teach Israel something and to teach us in the new covenant. Obviously, it can't be simultaneous. The Israelites couldn't leave Egypt with the Passover, cross the Red Sea, and cross the Jordan all on the same day. But in the new covenant, the sinner comes to Christ, is washed from his sins. He dies with Christ. He rises with Christ. He enters into the rest of Christ in the same instant. This is conversion. And this is what I see being taught here. God uses this, I believe, as a paradigm in the new covenant. I developed this more in my book, The Hinge, in Romans 1-8. And if you wish to see more on it, you can read it there, The Hinge, in Romans 1-8. So we have the use of memorials, the people's obedience. They carried the stones. I believe it's about 6 miles from the Jordan to Gilgal. They didn't grumble. Each man took his own stone. One man didn't take two, and all the rest of it. They did what God said, and God used these memorials to speak of that miracle and as a teaching ministry for Israel. And finally, what is the great end of all this? Verse 24, God did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. And then chapter 5 in verse 1, now when all the Amorite kings west of the Jordan and all the Canaanite kings along the coast heard how the Lord had dried up the Jordan before the Israelites had crossed over, until we had crossed over, their hearts sank, and they no longer had the courage to face the Israelites. In other words, God was exalting himself. He'd exalted Joshua. He was exalting his name, and he was driving ahead and preparing the way for Israel to conquer the land. That is what I see in these passages. A miraculous crossing of the Jordan, symbolically teaching us what we are in having Christ, teaching us how to use memorials and signs in the new covenant, reminding us that we must believe and obey and keep our word with God, and all to his glory, honor, and praise. May it be so today. May we live out the gospel so that sinners may see what Christ has done for us and long to be one with us. May they hear of Christ's power and his wonderful changing grace in our lives by his Spirit. Not that their hearts may sink in the wrong way, but they may leave their own ends and devices and come into Christ and be joined to the people of God. That's the use I see of these memorials and signs as a result of this great and glorious, miraculous crossing of the Jordan.